Blog Talk Radio.
Earthquake, Jen.
Uh-huh.
Shake it like an earthquake.
I am shaking it, girl. You
bouncing my chair. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I think we lost the whole thing.
No.
I lost the whole thing.
We got Tuesday. We got Fiestanista tonight. No.
A whole day.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, all our little fans out there in Twitterland. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Can you tell? We've not had enough coffee, but we're faking it well.
Trying to.
Very, very well.
So how are you, Miss Corey?
I'm tired because for some reason yesterday I decided I was going to try to skateboard. And, I never could. I did. And I never could. Even when I was little, you know, that was just, it was not meant for me. I was never meant to be a skater chick.
Now, I never had the balance trick and that kind of thing. I trip over my own feet.
I have great balance is what I... Well, you know what? I have great balance on a balance beam, but that's stationary. Like, you know, I took gymnastics for like a week, and my teacher was like, "You're phenomenal. You should, you know, we should do something with that." But I didn't want to take gymnastics. Not good. But skateboarding, not my thing. And then when I couldn't skateboard, I decided I was going to come in and play Just Dance 3 for a very long period of time. So the exhaustion that you're feeling, I'm right there with you, Jen.
Very nice. No, I would fall and break every bone in my body. I am just that talented.
I almost did a few times, and I had the nerve to have on some boots with a low heel while I was doing it.
Woman?
Yes, I thought I was badass. I'm going to skateboard.
Oh, well, you are pretty badass, but... Let's not break the Corey. I need the Corey. I love the Corey.
I don't like those rollerblades either.
No, I don't like rollerblades. They hurt my ankles.
They do. I like the old fangle 4 on the floor skates. I could just...
Yes. I actually bought a pair of those a couple months back.
Where would you find those? I haven't seen any in like...
I got at... some sporting store. Can't even think of what it's called now.
I need me some of them because, that's good exercise right there. And I can do those kind of skates. The rollerblades, ankle hurting, and I'm still used to the stopper, you know, to stop yourself in on the front. And the back, that just does not work with me. So when I'm falling, I keep putting my foot down, and it's like, oh, there's brakes here. Who thought of this idea?
Yes. I know the person that I would skate with rollerblades, like he was born with skates on his feet. And that's all awesome and whatnot, but I go for a little bit, and I'm a klutz, so no.
We all. Good morning to Joe. Good morning to King Quagmire.
Yay, good morning.
While we're on the air, Miss Jen just stopped by over to hang out with the guys from GamerFocus.ca. Make sure you go over there and check that out. I heard they did my girl back somehow, but I'm kidding.
No, they were good. They were good. We had a lot of fun.
They know they better be good because they know if they weren't, I was coming after them.
I got them into pub life.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're addicted. They're going to come play pub life with me.
Well, the guys I met with yesterday, as I told you, did some 3D modeling for the Transformers game. I'm correcting myself now because I keep seeing movies. It's not the movie, it's the game. And they got me wanting to play. Well, I will be playing sometime today a game called Battleheart. For the iPad, it's an iPad and iPhone. It's not on the Android market, Jen. It's supposed to be. They said, but it is so good. It's an RPG. And it's kind of like playing Legend of Zelda. Oh,
that sounds hot.
Yes, it was. I was like trying to take his phone, hide it in the bra pocket. It didn't matter, but it was like. I was like, dude, you don't need this. Oh, lovely game. And it's made by a husband and wife team. So I'm very impressed.
Awesome.
And so look for a review for that pretty soon. I'm probably going to hit them up when I find them. See if I can get us some codes. If it's on Android Market, then I will give it to Jen because I know she's going to like it.
yes.
don't like it. Oh, wait a minute. It said, I'm not trying to kill myself. I was trying to explore new horizons, and apparently, you know what? We're doing the gamer news. I'm not getting on any more skateboards. I don't have to. I'm done.
All right. So where do we want to start? Because I got all sorts of news.
I got the angry story that's going to piss us off, and then I got another story that's going to piss some of the rest of you off.
Okay, well, then I can jump in?
Yes, go, Chicha, go, tag.
All right, ooh, yay, tag. Game politics suck on this morning. I know you people are so tired of hearing about this, but there's a whole new fight coming on. All right, what is it? We've got Move Over Pippa, and so here comes ATA, the ACTA.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, more fights, people. And this time, we've got to make our voices heard. Silicon Republic points out something we've been talking about here for a while. SOPA and PIPA are bad. Yes, it is. But ACTA, ACTA, is much more dangerous and is about to be ratified by countries in Europe. Several European countries, including Ireland, will throw their support behind ACTA later this week, joining the U.S., Australia, Korea, New Zealand, Mexico, does anybody even care? Jordan, Morocco, Singapore and the United Arab Emirates and Canada. While the agreement said to be the subject of a European Union meeting is supposed to be primarily for dealing with counterfeit physical goods, its scope and its toolset for dealing with internet distribution and information technology are too broad, according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. See how that goes. We like the EFF, not so much with the ESA. All right. So the biggest problem with ACTA is that there is very little known about it. Most of the meetings held by countries have been kept secret on purpose. See,
that sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm. Once again, the entertainment industry has managed to convince governments led by the United States into pushing for laws and practices that do more to curtail privacy than they do to fight piracy. All right. So what do they say? They say, imagine an international toolset that allowed one group to censor another based on accusations of infringement. Now imagine those same tools in the hands of a government that has no qualms with stifling or even silencing the free speech of those who oppose them. They say that's exactly what the ACTA could end up being used for. The EFF.
So they need our help. This is what they're saying. We got it. We got your back.
Yeah, we've got to talk about this. All right, so if you've never heard of the ACTA, you can check out the ESS archives. And I'm trying to get that actually pull up and tell me what the address is, but it's being a pain in my... All right, so EFF.org. Go over there and check this out. Look up for ACTA. It's the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement is what it actually breaks down to. And, we've got to fight about this. It's not going to be good. Anonymous is already all over this.
No, we already know it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop censoring me. I want my boobs.
Okay. Now the Ginger wants her boobs. Okay, so...
Well, you know what? We made it 8 minutes. We had not said boobs. Boobs!
Okay. More fighting having to do with... Oh, man. This one here is juicy. This is a straight-up cat fight. The claws are out. Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales had fighting words for the Motion Picture Association of America chairman Christopher Dodd. He called the former senator and current lobbyist out on his threat to announce that the MPAA chief should fire its chief. Candidly, those who count on Hollywood for support need to understand that this industry is watching very carefully to see who's going to stand up for them when their job is at stake, Dodd said to Fox News recently. He said, don't ask me to write a check for you when you think your job is at risk, and then don't pay attention to me when my job is at stake. Oh. Wait, let me finish reading this. Oh, this is juicy, man. Foot in mouth. Wales argued that these transparent statements make the MPAA out to be corrupt. Corrupt Congress buying organization. Wales also challenged Dodd's assertion that Wikipedia's decision to black out its site in protest of SOPA, an effort that Wales says was a massive success, constituted an abuse of power. 10 million people contacted Congress, Wales said. That's not an abuse of power. That's democracy. Damn straight. He said,
well,
and God,
yeah.
God had best get used to it.
I'll show you. Stay right there.
The heated war of words between Wales and Dodd has to do with each other's opposing viewpoints on SOPA and PIPA, the two almost dead pieces of legislation. We want you to pay very close attention to those words. Almost dead. It's not gone, people. Don't put your picket signs down yet. Of course, you know what they are. They give you, the U.S. government and copyright holders, the authority to seek court orders against foreign websites associated with infringing intellectual property. Wales is also opposed to the legislation that helped champion a web-wide protest. But Wales told the audience at Design Life Digital conference when he was in Munich that he believes digital piracy is a very real problem that needs to be addressed with better legislation. He said he hopes to see a window of opportunity for Hollywood to come to the table and talk to Silicon Valley with a little more humility. Wales said the laws need
humility. Is that something they know?
He said the laws need to be tweaked, but we do not need a draconian new regime. I cannot believe he said that. If I worked for him, I would gather up the whole organization, and we'd be sitting there one day while he's in a meeting and just get up and walk out in the middle of him talking.
Mm-hmm.
And someone would hand him a note and say, now your job's in jeopardy because we're not going to listen to you anymore. Really? See, Hollywood, this is what we've been trying to tell you. We, as the geek people, the Silicon Valley, whatever you want to call us, we are trolls. We fight over stupid crap, anything, any of those crazy things you see us do. But one thing we are is a family and united when it counts. You don't have any such organization. You see what we did? You see what we did there last week? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We may not be able to get along while we're playing Modern Warfare, but when it comes to this, we do not play. Mm-mm. Ah, that's hilarious. Anyway, Wales, keep it up. Who doesn't want to play on Twitter?
Dave doesn't want to play with me.
This is a daytime show, so I'm going to need y'all to cut that out. Really?
Come on.
And Dark is saying we're making him jealous. I don't know why, so while Ginger's on her next story, you want to tweet us back and let us know why. Oh, you got him hooked on Pub Life. Okay, yeah. Oh, so fine. When I ask you to play stuff you won't play, you know what, David? Call Tyrone, and you can look this up on YouTube if you're not familiar with the song by Erykah Badu. Go look it up. Call Tyrone. Tell him come on, help you get your So go.
You're in trouble, David. I got you in trouble. You see how that works?
It's over. They can't blush anymore. Okay. What you got?
I've got more fights. Oh, my God. So many fights so early in the year. It's great. Jay Gix wins a lawsuit against RuneScape bot software makers.
Ooh.
All right, yeah. So Jagex, if you don't know, is the makers of that game that I love to hate, that I keep saying, why is it not dead, RuneScape, announced that it has won a decisive court victory over Impulse Software. Boston Court has ordered brothers Mark and Eric Snellman, working under the name Impulse Software, to pay Jagex damages in the six-figure range and slaps an injunction on them that stops them from developing botting software for any Jagex product, helping other people develop or using botting software, or discussing Jagex, the lawsuit, or RuneScape. Really? They can't discuss? They can't even discuss? I don't know about that. All right, so the two-year legal battle related to Impulse Software's botting and macroing software programs that, you know, I've not ever used inside any kind of game, nope, were used in the game RuneScape. We began the legal action against the Snellmans over 2 years ago as part of our ongoing commitment to ridding RuneScape of bots and gold farmers. Mark Hard, CEO of CTO of Jagex. Faced with this significant challenge, we have continued to demonstrate that we will never shy away from difficult battles. We don't compromise on taking the right course of action, and regardless of time, money, or effort involved, we always do what it takes in order to protect our community. He says, we have spared no expense fighting this case, and as demonstrated by the seven-figure bill, this action has cost. But the point of this and other cases of its kind is that we will continue to bring justice. We will continue to bring justice to those who set out to harm the game or our beloved community. We are delighted to say that we have convincingly neutered them after a very long battle. you might have gotten one, Jagex. But you didn't get them all. I'm just going to put that out there.
And you got to catch them all. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. I might have bought it in a game before. I didn't, use it to, break the economy.
Sure you didn't, Ginger. It's all your fault.
Well, I needed the stuff to make stones. So, yeah.
moving along. All right, so those of you who hate Origin will hate them even more after this. They're adding 11 more games from publishers. Starting today, Trion's MMORPG Rift is the first new title added to Origin for purchase and download by PC gamers, with many more titles coming soon. So that means Rift will be dying soon, as we all know how that goes. EA is the new place for MMOs to go to die, along with Sony. Additional titles.
We're so sorry, Rift. It was nice knowing you.
It was really nice knowing you. Good luck. Additional titles from publishers are CD Projekt Red, Freebird Games, Recoil Games, Autumn Games, 1C Company, In Exile Entertainment, Paradox Interactive. No! No! No, not you too, Paradox. Corona Limited and N3D Games will be available on Origin in the coming months. They're saying Origin, this is from Craig Reckenmacher, who's the Vice President of Business Development and Marketing for Origin at EA, said we're focused on providing choice to consumers and the games they play. From blockbuster franchises to high-quality independent titles, we're bringing the company's best content to one place. We're excited to welcome new partners and a diverse new lineup of titles to Origin today. More individual information can be found at our site. Or you can go over to Origin if you just really want to. They're saying they're also quoted as saying the digital versions of Rift have seen incredible success, and Origin is offering an ideal direct-to-consumer avenue for gamers interested in experiencing the rich world of Talara. This is from Jim Butler, who's Trion Senior Director of Global Marketing. He says, Orion, Origin has established itself as a destination for top titles currently available in the evolving digital marketplace. So definitely a place that Trion wants to be. Currently, Origin offers digital downloads of more than 100 PC titles from EA and other leading game publishers, mostly from EA. In addition to providing fast and safe game downloads and social connectivity to your gaming friends, Origin features live streaming demos, free-to-play games, and cloud saves to game and gameplay achievements and access from multiple PC gaming systems, unless you change out your hardware, in which case you are SOL. For more information about Origin, you can check out our site. This is not good.
That is not good. Not good. Not good at all.
One of our favorite companies. Paradox, why? Why you know work?
Why you know work? We love you, Paradox. Why would you do this to us?
Why you know work with us? Let's do it.
Why are you making us so sad? So sad. Why would you do this?
Bad, bad, bad.
All right.
What you got, Ginger?
I'm just going to keep rattling the same. GamePolitics.com, Polish government rethinks active support after anonymous attacks.
I made it laugh all out loud and stuff.
Funny. Yeah, I've been watching this past couple of days. Anonymous is on the ball.
They're on fire.
So an attack on multiple government websites in Poland by hacktivist group Anonymous has made the Polish government rethink its position on the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement, ACTA, the negotiated in-secret anti-piracy framework. See, I don't like that. You do not do these negotiations in secret that has anything to do with my internet. The internet is for porn. Don't you remember? All right, so ACTA is a treaty that would institute international standards. I don't like that. Regarding intellectual property protection enforcement. In October of last year, the U.S., Japan, Australia, Canada, Morocco, New Zealand, Singapore, and South Korea agreed to move forward with the proposal during a meeting in Tokyo. Last, the Polish government announced plans to end the agreement on January 26th. This did not sit well with Anonymous. Over the weekend, Anonymous took down several government websites and infiltrated the laptop of Michael Boney, Poland's Minister of Administration and Digitization.
They went for the laptop, not just generalized.
They did. That's hot.
Ooh.
Anonymous took credit for the hacks via a message on Twitter over the weekend. Dear Polish government, we will continue to disrupt and interfere with your government official websites until the 26th. Do not pass ACTA. The group also posted a video on YouTube saying the following. Creating legal uncertainty for internet companies, ACTA would become a major threat to freedom of expression online and another assault against the culture of sharing on the internet. Poland believes that they can successfully get away with passing this agreement. However, this will not occur. From this point until January 26th, we will disrupt and attack Polish government websites, documentation, and emails. We will show the government of Poland that they cannot censor the people. To the Polish government, this is your last chance. Reject ACTA or face consequence from the people. Operation Anti-ACTA. That's hot. All right, so Anonymous updated its Twitter feed with the following statements when the news was made public today. Thanks to our actions, Michael Boney, Minister of Digitalization, and I'm probably saying your name wrong, it's probably not Boney, but anyways, has said he'll talk about ACTA with the Prime Minister tomorrow. Yeah, so I hope you didn't have any, you know, interesting pictures on that laptop.
Sounds paint. Oh, that would be so delicious.
That would be so hot. So how many mistresses does this guy have?
Anonymous, if you're listening, go ahead and send those over to us, because, ooh, delicious.
Ginger at gamingatrix.com. Send them to me.
Please send this over.
I'm not scared. I will post those up.
We will all post those up. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I just got a whole browser crashing issue, so Ginger, you're going to have to grab the next one again.
Hey, all right, we can do that.
Damn you, Origins.
More ACTA. All right, you people, y'all are getting your voices heard. I love this. GamePolitics.com. Petition asks White House to abandon support for ACTA. I know, y'all are all like, good God, she never shuts up. It's all about SOPA and PIPA. Well, now it's all about ACTA. Mm-hmm. With the limited SOPA and PIPA still in there, too. All right, so another petition launched at the White House's official site asks the Obama administration to end its support for the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, or ACTA. All right, so it says, we petition the Obama administration to end ACTA and protect our right to privacy on the Internet. The Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, or ACTA, is a plurilateral trade agreement currently being negotiated between the U.S., Canada, Japan, the European Union, South Korea, Mexico, Switzerland, Australia, and New Zealand. I swear I have a new country every time I read these stories. It is somewhat similar to SOPA and PIPA. However, ACTA is an executive agreement between countries besides the United States, and it can be passed without the approval from Congress and the Supreme Court. It is potentially hazardous to the Internet we know and how it works. We need to stop ACTA before it is finally approved by all countries involved. If you value your privacy and you don't want Big Brother watching over you, sign this petition and spread the word. Research ACTA and see just how dangerous it is to the Internet, our privacy, and our liberties. All right, so they say you can sign the petition, and let me grab this link for you real quick. It's over at www.whitehouse.gov. And look for the End ACTA and Protect Our Right to Privacy on the Internet.
All right. So there's a new app that will allow you to pass by strangers and go, hey, I know you.
You're like, I don't know about this.
Well, what if you could walk past people and know who they are? If you've crossed past before, or if you have a mutual friend without having to introduce yourself. This app launches today, and it's called Highlight. It's the creation of one Mr. Paul Davidson, the former entrepreneur in residence of Benchmark Capital. While formulating a company at Benchmark, Davidson kept returning to this serendipity that is meeting someone. And unlike the romantics who appreciate life's little meet cutes, David wants to remold chance encounters into opportunities to have a working knowledge of someone off the bat. So the real world is just this bizarro version of Facebook, and every profile is just a single photo. He said this in an interview with our peoples over at VentureBeat. He said, that version sucks. So the app available on iPhone is pretty simple. Download it, connect to Facebook, then are asked to close the app. That's pretty much it. Once installed, however, the app runs in the background, checking for the app on people's phones physically close to you. If that person has Highlight installed, you'll receive a notification with their profile information. This profile information includes name, a photo, brief description, locations, history of places you've crossed paths, mutual friends, and more. He says that he's completely convinced that in 10 years you'll be able to walk into a room and know everyone's name, all the things you have in common with them. It'll be like a sixth sense we all have, said Davidson. And, of course, VentureBeat, who they think a lot like us over there. So what about people who use the app for bad, to try and stalk people around, or case people they're going to mug before doing so? Davidson believes that the benefits will outweigh the negatives. No, it is not if I just got my head bashed in and my purse stolen. No, your positives don't outweigh the bad parts. Dude, you need to rethink this. Seriously. He believes, he says he likens the product to Facebook networks that touches just about every part of our lives. Having that data can seem like vulnerability, but being able to interact socially, share your interests, and connect with people digitally is enough to quell most concerns that their profiles will be used inappropriately. Still, however, most immediate reaction to this app will be, oh, hell no! Yes, I had to say it like that. He said, this kind of close proximity connection already exists in other products. For instance, Color allows you to share photos with those in your immediate area, and Nintendo DS connects to other nearby DSs to trade virtual goods. Yes, but you don't have to see the person or know who they are. Come on now, Davidson. He explains, with the right... Yeah, you can play your DS with people that are in the car and riding next to you on the freeway. You never know who it is, but you just know they're near you. We don't have that kind of information, which I prefer. He says, with the right to privacy controls, I think anyone would be willing to share some subset of information with some subset of people. He says, and users do have some privacy controls at this point, though they are limited. You can make your profile public or available only to friends or friends. Privacy controls will evolve as people try the app and make suggestions. You can also pause the app if you'd like to stop running while you're in a particular place. And it says you won't it won't turn back on until you open the app again. I think your heart is probably in the right place there, Davidson. Mm-hmm. But I am telling you, I don't think this is a good... I'm not thinking this is a good app. I'm just not.
No.
I don't
either.
You know, the funny thing is, he says, well, it'll be great that you know everybody's name in the room. Part of meeting new people is having to go up to them and say, hi, what's your name? Not that I know you as soon as I walk in the room. Okay, that's Sally. Ooh, and my friend said this about her on Facebook, so I don't want to talk to her. Now you're reinstituting the whole, I can prejudge somebody before I even get a chance to meet them. And what's on their Facebook page is definitely not indicative of who they are. It's nice to walk up to somebody and shake their hand and say, hi. It's nice to meet you.
Yes.
Well, good luck with that. I'm sure some people out there will do it. I'm not getting it. Don't need
no,
you following me.
No,
or
I don't want... I've already got enough people stalking me virtually. I don't...
Oh, wait a minute. Juicy, I must.
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
News on the streets, on the digital streets is... Microsoft points are to be phased out by the end of this year.
Uh-oh. Tell us more.
I had to pause for dramatic effect. According to a report by Inside Mobile Apps, Microsoft points will be replaced with real-world currency across Xbox Live. Did we not argue with Blaster about this?
Yes.
Across Xbox Live, Windows Phone, and the Zune Marketplace, Microsoft currently uses a mix of real-world and MS points for online payment, but developers with forthcoming downloadable content are being briefed to plan ahead for the change. The move would bring Microsoft in line with other virtual stores, such as Apple App Store and Sony's Platform Network, which use regional pricing. Critics of Microsoft points argue that it's confusing and users can only buy set amounts, leading to over-currency, which is what was going on with me last night trying to buy Toxic from Britney Spears. Yes, I was going to dance to it.
That's hot. When you get that, I request that you record a video and send it to me.
Oh, no. I got to get the hang of dance, Just Dance 3, because it's not like Dance Central, you know, where you get to to practice first. They just kind of throw you in. So I was doing Beautiful Hour, you know, with Beyonce and Shakira yesterday. It was all kind of crazy.
That is hot. Again, when you get this down.
People bumping into each other, hands in the ceiling fan kind of business. Oh, my God. Why are you jumping? There's no jump at that part. Well, it seems like there should be a jump. But anyway, I'm very happy about this because we argued with Blaster about this some months ago. You could probably search through the shows and find it. Where I said, as players, we were getting gypped out of money because it changed. Every other day, you get, you know, $5 may get you 500 Microsoft points this day, and then tomorrow's 200. You know, and there was no way to track the market in life. This market fluctuates, but you could track it. They have, this is some people's business in Second Life too. That's what they do. They keep an eye on the market, just like the real stock market. And you can buy and sell your Lindens from them, or you can buy them directly from the Lindens and get your money back, or whatever you're trying to do. But you couldn't do that with Microsoft Point. You couldn't even trade them. Remember, you can buy a gift for somebody, which I never liked. So if I wanted to give Ginger a game, it wasn't like on Steam where I could buy her a game, and when she logged in, oh, Ginger's got a new game. Oh, thank you, Corey. I couldn't do that.
No. We need to make sure that Ginger can have new games.
Ginger can have new games.
Yes, Ginger can have new games. I like gifts. So you got to give it gifts.
Well, since you were planning to possibly come visit me, then I don't have to save my money on the postage because you know I am notorious. I will leave here with the intent of going to the post office, and I get sidetracked in the middle of driving and be like turning around. And, yes, this is how random I am. I will try to do a U-turn in the street. There's no U-turn. I need to go back. Wait. trying to go here?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm never riding with you, ever.
Oh, you'll ride with me when you get here, and you'll love it.
I'm so scared. No, I don't want to die. I'm too young.
You'll be scared. It'll be all right.
Okay. All right. Let me put that here. Okay. That, oh, and you talked about that. You're already killing my stories this morning. Woman?
I took your story?
Yeah, but that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. I got another one.
Hurry not.
Relax in a lifestyle of romance and luxury with The Sims 3 Master Suite stuff.
I saw it. Why do you do that to me? You know.
Did you see the graphic that I put up with it?
I am not looking because I have. There are another one that needs to do away with their little sim points, but I have a ton of those. I got to spin them up.
All right, so transform ordinary bedrooms into extraordinary master suites. Just in time for Valentine's Day, The Sims 3 Master Suite Stuff Pack adds some simple game with the addition of a luxurious bed and bath decor, a sultry sleepwear, and flirty hairstyles. The Sims 3 Master Suite Stuff Pack for PC Mac is now available in stores and as a digital download for PC at that website that I hate. I gotta say it. Origin.com. Spice up your Sims' lives by upgrading bedroom furnishings with a romantic canopy bed, a 1940s-inspired chair and lavish fireplace, then move over to the bathroom. Sleek and stylish tub and lit candles to create a spa-worthy space. Vases, rose petals, and window treatments will add just the right finishing touches to complete an all-new master suite. All right, yeah, so this is up on the Origin store. If you play Origin, you know where to go get it. It is rated Peggy 12. Really? I would have thought more. It's going to be £19.99. Frank's Linden's Cookies, the little L sign. And if you want more information, I've got it up on GameNatrix.com. Go over there and check it out.
Jen just mean to me.
Corey loves me. She loves it when
I ain't your friend.
Lies, you know you love me.
You know I'm trying to avoid that store.
Come on.
Is it a wall fireplace?
I think so, but I can't. Wow.
What kind of fireplace are we talking about here?
Well, I guess I could look at the picture, but I don't want
to. Yeah, because you don't want to look at it either, so that you don't end up buying it. You see? See how Ginger is?
I have resisted the urge to play The Sims so far. You got me. You got me at the Facebook games. You got me at the Second Life.
Oh, honey, this is way better than that Facebook crap. That's why I don't play it anymore, but I still play my Sims 3. That's the only thing I give EA credit for. But even they didn't build that. Someone else did. Really? Who's ever's calling me now? Really?
Make her cut. Feel good.
All right, to voicemail with you. Okay. Here's the story I was going to read at the top of the show. I'm not happy to tell you about this game, but Silverlicious.
What?
Game Mill Entertainment, an indie publisher of entertaining mass market video games, announced today its plans to release Silverlicious for the Nintendo DS handheld system, a fun-filled exploration video game based on Silverlicious, the story from the best-selling Pinkalicious children's book series. See, I don't like any of those names. This better be good. No, it's not. Silverlicious, the game, is set to hit shelves this March. Following the enchanted storyline of Silverlicious, written and illustrated by one Miss Victoria Kahn, Silverlicious, the game, lets players set out on an adventure as Pinkalicious, who has lost her ability to taste anything sweet. Yes, because that's just what we need to teach little girls to eat candy. She can help Pinkalicious regain her sweet tooth as you practice kindness and good manners and helping others in need. Unlock magical rewards including butterflies, sparkle rides, and fireworks. And as you explore the beautiful lands and meet new friends, along the way you'll learn that true sweetness comes from much more than cupcakes and cookies. Whether playing alone or with others, Silverlicious, the game, creates an imaginative and fun way to drive home the importance of kindness and manners. Oh, I'm gritting my teeth, can y'all tell? You could dress up Pinkalicious in three different costumes, from a beautiful dress to fairy catching gear. Accessorize her outfits. I can't do it. I can't do it.
You know you want to.
It's rated E for everyone by the ESRB. You can check it out over at game-mill.com. I had to cut it short. People stop with the games with the pink and the sparkly. The little girls like the sparkles, but can you have the Pinkalicious do a little face punching?
Some like purple and black sparkly. going to do pink, make it like a harsh, like,
look here,
metallic.
I will say this. Outside yesterday with me skateboarding, I was with a group of little girls, and they would crush this game under the wheels of their skateboards and scooters that they were riding yesterday. And these are what, there was a five-year-old out there. I think we had 5 to 11 out there.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell, no, they would play this. It's too girly. I'm not saying don't do any sparkly stuff. They still love their sparkles and their unicorns, but, you know, on the bottom of one skateboard is a goth chick with, you know, the ripped fishnets and the, you know, this is what they're outside looking like. Skater chicks, and they're little. Come on. J. Duke says, Silverlicious sounds like the name of a 50-year-old stripper who doesn't know when to hang it up.
Oh! Why'd you have to do that? I don't like you, Jay. I don't like you, Jay.
That's right. It does sound like that. My name is Silvicious. And we did. I'm a stripper. Anyway, we can't talk about this in a daytime show. I'm upset with this game. And I'm not even. I want to take the time to write them a letter, but really, is it going to do any good? So,
yeah. All right. Well, it's time for House Party again. Xbox Live Arcade House Party. Yay, I've got the full lineup for you. All right.
Oh, that's already up on our site. Did you know that? I put that up last night.
Did you? Awesome.
I did.
Well, I reposted.
You could tell them about it, though. We didn't report it yesterday, but I put it up last night. But do tell them about
it. All right. So the Xbox Live Arcade House Party begins February 15th. It's a new downloadable with a new downloadable hit title. What am I reading? A new downloadable hit title will launch on Xbox Live Arcade every Wednesday through the 7th of March. They say they're pleased to present the full release details of this season's lineup. All right, so that's boring. Let me get down to it. So from February 15th through March 13th, we've got Warp, which is going to be out on February 15th for 800 Microsoft points. Play a Zero, a lovable yet lethal orange alien with a big score to settle in this puzzle-based stealth action game. We've got Alan Wake's American Nightmare coming out on February 22nd for 1,200 Microsoft points.
Ooh.
Yes, you survive until sunrise. In this brand new standalone experience, Alan Wake fights the Herald of Darkness, the evil Mr. Scratch, a thrilling new storyline, hordes of creepy enemies, a serious firepower, and a beautiful Arizona location, combined with a fun and challenging new game mode. Make this a must for Alan Wake veterans and the perfect jumping on point for new players. All right, so February 29th, we've got, and I'm going to kill this name, Nizuiz, which is out by THQ. It's 800 Microsoft points. For centuries, the Kavusari and the Felons have waged war. They have a fragile truce, but because of their seething disgust of each other, still pit warriors against each other in arenas rather than on the fields of war. All right, so that sounds kind of interesting. It's a arena-based first-person shooter where you can alter the rules of the match and the law of physics while dominating opponents in ever-changing hostile environments. And then lastly, March 7th, you've got I Am Alive for 1,200 Microsoft
what,
points.
What? Who? What?
I Am Alive.
When? What day again?
March 7th.
This is going to be a problem, people.
Uh-huh, for 1,200 Microsoft points.
Because you know,
yeah.
The Sims comes out. Their last entertainment. Oh, oof.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need a week off. I think y'all can handle all the news and shows and go ahead and get my IV ready. Go ahead and get.
I have my little girl voice all week by myself.
Look, you're gonna go ahead and get my vein ready. I'm gonna need an IV.
A new girl on Crutcher.
She does not want to talk to us.
I'm like, come on, why don't you want to talk? Come
She's
on.
Like, no.
I'm adorable.
She's like,
I'm
no.
I'm loving.
No.
Gentle.
There's a new game on Google Plus.
Oh, is there a new what game?
King.com.
Ooh.
Okay, we got 5 minutes. Let me tell you about it real quick.
Okay.
King.com, of course, has more than 150 games on the web. So in the past year, it successfully moved 5 of the games to Facebook, garnering 23.8 million active users on the social network. And today, the company's launching its first game on the Google Plus social network, which I will probably be jumping into shortly after the show. The company's unveiling its most popular game called Bubble Witch Saga on Google Social Network, which now has more than 90 million users. 90 million users. Ugh, I keep gripping at other people about that. If the company succeeds there, it will have a brand new platform with the potential to generate lots of users and revenues for the years ahead. Alex, the chief marketing officer at London-based King.com, said that the company has slowly moved its games over onto the social networks because it's focusing on making quality casual games, or quality casual social experiences, or rather. In the process, the company has added a social layer to its game, which offers prizes for winners. That's right, prizes. It takes a lot of time and effort. Yes, it takes a lot of time, effort, and creativity to do great games, Dale said. So far, it has moved over its most successful titles and is doing so again with Bubble Witch Saga, which has 4 million daily active users on Facebook. Awesome.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and the game has been played 1.5 billion times on Facebook, mostly by women ages 25 and up. Says we want our games to run across multiple platforms, and we look forward to having a good relationship with Google. This is virgin territory, and it is, but it's been easy to do. Dale said that Google Plus game applications programming interface made it easy to port Bubble Witch Saga. More games will be ported in the future. And King.com has more than 30 million unique players and a billion games played a month across platforms, including the web, Facebook, Google Plus, Android, and iOS. King.com was started in 2003 and currently has more than 100 employees. Their rivals include World Winner, Prize Room, Game Duel, and Yumi Games. Fantastical.
Fantastical.
Wow, there's some other things going on, but we got to take a break.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on?
I cannot say. We have to take a break.
But.
And you will tell them about it. Well, we're going to. Yeah, we got to take a break this time.
All right.
We talked over.
Okay.
Time. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Yeah!
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm going to love you so.
From never fails to get her to the top out of her.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm going to love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Okay, remember, guys, you can find us at GamerGirlsRadio.com, HumanAgeBook.com, and everywhere else in the digital space.
Hey, ho, hey, ho, hey, ho.
Search for
Hey, ho, hey, ho, hey, ho. Hey, ho, hey, ho, hey, ho. Yeah. When I first saw you,
if you want to hear the rest of this, of course, you'll have to listen to it later.
I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghost. We'll try to stop you, but you just keep on eating
mean, colorful ghost.
Because you will always be Miss Pac-Man.
Like
and
show.
That is why I love you. Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Squeak, squeak. Oh, yeah.
What's up,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Squeak, squeak. This is fun. Do the Miss Pac-Man dance. Get crazy.
Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat.
Top of your boat. Yay!
Something wrong with you. Is something wrong with me? Is it something wrong with us? Okay. Ginger, what you got?
I have got, have we already talked about this? Assassin's Creed Revelations Mediterranean Traveler Map Pack.
Oh, I'm going to have to get that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it is downloadable content now available.
Free?
Today, no. Today, Ubisoft debuts the Mediterranean Traveler Map Pack, all new downloadable content for Assassin's Creed Revelations on the Xbox. I don't need the whole name. The Mediterranean Traveler Pack will be available for PlayStation 3 starting tomorrow, January 25th, on the PlayStation Network. The Mediterranean Traveler Map Pack enriches the Assassin's Creed Revelations multiplayer experience with all new player maps, multiplayer maps to maneuver through Jerusalem, Constantinople, and Dyer's. Fan favorite Italian Renaissance map from Assassin's Creed Brotherhood's revisit Firenze, Florence, San Donato, and Siena. All new trophies and achievements to earn. Plus, the addition of 6 multiplayer maps introduces new gameplay opportunities through each map's varied terrain, perches, and hideouts. The new collection of trophies and achievements will allow players to try their hand at kills and escapes that are as impressive as they are effective. All right, so the Mediterranean Traveler Map Pack is going to be 800 Microsoft points on Xbox Live. And $7.99 on PlayStation Network, and that is £7.99 Linden's Franks, the little Elsa. Yeah. All right. So if you want to speak,
I'm all talking muted. Like, ooh, ouch. That's a lot. Like, why is Ginger not responding to me? What's going on?
All right. They say you can preview the Mediterranean Traveler Pack. Players can download a free trial from Xbox Live Marketplace for Xbox and PlayStation Store. The trial will expire 3 days after playing the new DLC for the first time. So somebody's going to end up completing all the DLC in 3 days. What do you want to bet? And Corey's all quiet.
That because I'm muted. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking.
That mute button, that'll do that every time.
I was asking Joe on Twitter if he started playing that game yet, the fishing game. I started playing last night. I'm not sure if I'm impressed or not yet. It's still very Farmville-esque. It sounds good on paper, but we'll let you guys know. I'll tell you if it's, you know, everything it says it is. All right. So moving back along to our news, apparently. Wow, I just got in a bunch of news stories that I have to read because they did manage to get them in under the wire, but I'll share with you. Paradox Interactive is having a convention of sorts, I guess, is what they're calling it, 2012, and they're announcing some of their new titles coming out this year. They're saying they've successfully wrapped up their two-day annual convention just last week. This year it was held in their beautiful hometown of Stockholm, Sweden. And the Swedish publisher and developer was showcasing a slew of titles slated for release this year, as well as unveiling three previously unannounced projects. What's going on here? it took place inside Harnage Palace, and I may be pronouncing that wrong. I have no indication of how to pronounce the Swedish language. I'm sorry, you guys. Swedish's most haunted castle. I want to go there. The independent publisher demonstrated that it's not afraid of any ghosts or embracing change as it plans to release more titles outside of the strategy genre, which we all know is their forte. They cited a 75% growth last year over 2010, and Paradox is gearing up for yet another successful year. So what have they got in the works? Well, you got more Magicka, the other side of the coin. Just pull out and expand out their hat. Wizards are so last year, they said. It's all about vampires now and necromancers these days.
No.
Magicka.
Unless you're going to actually let us bite people, no.
Wait now. Magicka, the other side of the coin, the latest expansion for the indie hit Magicka, will place players in the shoes of the bad guys as you take on pesky wizards, elves, and dwarves, and any other annoying do-gooders using objective-based level progression as La Magicka Vietnam, the soon-to-be-released edition. The franchise will show that it's good to be evil sometimes. I'm assuming they're going to let you bite since they're not saying it. Yeah. You also have a game of dwarves. and they say people might get short with you when you play a game of dwarves. I love their sense of humor. You also have Napoleon's campaigns too, which will bring Europe to its knees again. Where's the rest of them? Ah, yes, we also have on the list. Are you ready, Ginger?
Uh-huh.
I want you to breathe when I say this.
Okay, I'm breathing.
Salem. Calm down.
but it's Salem!
I know. It's all right. I think we have some new things they sent us over from Salem to put up that you haven't seen before. You're just going to be like, wait.
I know. I'm all like, wait. What haven't I seen before yet?
We got developer interviews, some concept art, and some screenshots that have not been seen before. So, yay. You got your Naval War, Arctic Circle. You got Gettysburg, Armored Warfare, Victoria 2, House of the Dead. Wait a minute. Did I miss that one? Yeah, I think I got all of them. So they got quite a few titles coming out this year. But by far, of course, Salem is the one we're looking for. And Magicka would be on the list of ones that we like. If you haven't played Magicka, again, fun to play. You don't want to play with me if you're a serious type because I will kill you and I'll do it on purpose. It's, you know.
I will point and laugh while she does it. It's hilarious.
And we all know my favorite move. Cast a shield and then throw a fireball and watch it round the field and burn all alive underneath it. Fun. Wait a minute. May I do another, Jen? Do you want?
You may do another.
Well, I wanted to talk about this app because I have it on my phone. If you don't have it on your phone, and I think it's on both iOS and Android, you should have it. Lookout Mobile. Heard of them?
No, I haven't.
Well, they are. It's kind of like an antivirus for your phone, and yes, you should have one on your phone. They do offer a free version. So if you don't want to pay for it, you can get the free version. It also has that scream feature, which means when you lose your cell phone, like if you leave it at the Target, and you get home and you realize you've lost it, don't worry. You go home, you type it in, it'll tell you exactly where it is, and it will also do this. It'll make the phone scream and lock everybody out of it.
Ooh, that's nice.
They can't do anything but give it to somebody and say, please take this screaming phone because it will not stop. And they can't get into it. But they've released a new app today to show just how many mobile threats out there do exist. It is a new app called Mobile Threat Tracker. At our People's Adventure Beat, which is supposed to open up a view of the Earth shadowed like nighttime. Now, there's a Yes, now when you look at the map, a glow across the globe suggests all of its lookout mobile users, and then it shows attacks in real time as you look at the map. And then it shows you how Lookout Mobile Security application is detecting and deflecting them. And now this is translated into what seems like they're calling a shooting star effect. So you can travel around the globe by swiping your finger side to side to see attacks in progress. You can also look at analysis for the week on the top three threats and see what kind of threats those were. For instance, this week, mobile users saw 60% more malware attacks than spyware attacks, including the attacks Are You Paid Market, Legacy, and Deposit Mobi. I've seen those before on my phone. Thank goodness. Lookout Mobile creates antivirus software for both iPhones and Android smartphones, which is what I just told you, the latter of which recently bear the brunt of mobile malware attacks, the Android, because there's so many different Android coming out before the show that you have to make an app. When you make an app, you got to make one for each one of those phones. Didn't know that till yesterday, thanks to my guys for telling me. Recently, the company created its Lookout Labs division to create more mobile products separate from its antivirus arm. These mobile products serve the company by showing just how prevalent the threats are. Its Carrier IQ app, for example, helps people detect whether spying software is on their phones. Nice, right? One of the developers in the division, who just goes by Yuri, came up with the idea for Mobile Threat Tracker as a way to answer questions. Lookout frequently hears from users like, are there really mobile threats? Or what are the most common mobile threats? He says he thought it would be interesting to build an application showing the many threats that Lookout detects across the world, telling the story of these individual users at a macro level. Lookout recently revealed its top mobile threat predictions for 2012, said smartphone users should be looking out for more SMS fraud, which comes through an infected application and charges you money based on sent text messages. Also mixed are malicious advertising links in applications and mobile botnets. Yes, those I'm very familiar with. Indeed, Lookout predicts that a smartphone user has a 30% chance of clicking a malicious link over a year. Currently, the Mobile Threat Tracker is only available on Android, and we can download it for free. We'll see if we can. Well, I'm going to let y'all get that one on your own because I'm going to go get it here while we're talking. I think it's neat to watch what's going on. Amazing. That could mesmerize some people for several hours like myself.
It could. It really could.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Fantastical app.
All right. What have I got? GameStop closes Northern Ireland stores.
No.
Yeah. According to a report from NCV, U.S. games retailer GameStop has closed down stores in Northern Ireland this week. The company had three stores in the region, and why it has decided to close them is unknown. According to the website, the Gaming Liberty, employees were told that the closures, are you ready for this?
Uh-oh.
January 22nd. The three stores now have posters on the storefronts directing customers to the company's website. A poster on one retail store window reads, "We are transferring all of our UK business online to gamestop.co.uk. We will honor all outstanding deposits and gift cards on gamestop.co.uk. The rest of GameStop stores in Ireland remain unaffected."
I'm sorry. I'm trying to wrap my head around the fact that you told people they were losing their job.
Like the day before?
Yeah. That is jacked up.
That is crap. But, you know, it's GameStop, and we know how much of a fan I am of GameStop.
I would have thought, at least in the UK, that would be better. You UK people don't know. We all hold you in the highest regard. When you just screw up, we just don't understand. We have no understanding of this. All right. You got stuff going on with Lord of the Rings Online Interactive.
We got some
stuff going on. Nothing bad. They got a bunch of events and things going on. I'm trying to run down the list real quick. Apparently, they've received an award from 10 Ton Hammer and also G4. We tell you about 10 Ton Hammer. I think there's an interview with Massively and 10 Ton Hammer from us for like years and years ago. But they got the Best Expansion of 2011 award, which they deserve because they are good about releasing free expansions, I might add. So they're over there talking about looking back at 2011 and seeing mm-hmm. what they have coming. They also want to let you know that the Yule Festival is ending soon. So this week is your last chance to earn some brand new cosmetic items such as cloaks, dresses, pants, and dashing tunics. So the celebration is going to end on January the 30th. There's also postcards from Middle Earth. So they said each week the Lord of the Rings team is picking players' awesome screenshots for their weekly Free People Press. Also, the Menstrual 101 has been updated. So, in response to the class overhaul in Rise of Isengard, Menstrual 101 has been updated to reflect the new mechanics for the class. So, you can check that out as well. New quarterly calendars. It's a brand new quarter, and that means a batch of new Lord of the Rings calendar wallpapers are ready for you to download. They're now available in widescreen as well, so they should look great on any of your desktops. I don't know anybody except for Ginger that uses those anymore. They're also telling you that you can get ready for their new expansion called the Mithril Edition. Go ahead and pre-order that. And on sale in their store, you can go check out their Lord of the Rings store. They said they have a ton of things that are on sale that you might want to grab quickly. They're not saying an ending date, but they say you might want to get over there pretty quick. So lots of good stuff going on with them. Ginger, back to you.
Back to me. There's so much stuff. All right, what have we got? Uh-oh. I love you, Corey. Love making life outside dying life. Manchester-based games company Play Demand is bucking the trend in the declining restaurant-themed game genre.
Where is it at? Where can I find it?
Yeah, let me see. Our restaurant game life, Diner Life, is increasing in value in a genre that has recently shown a decline. This is coming from CEO Noel Boland of Play Demand Ltd. Following EA's decision to shut down their declining game Baking Life later this month, we have invited former players and other gamers who enjoy the restaurant-themed genre to give our new look, diner game a try. So maybe it's going to be on Facebook.
I don't see it.
Yeah, app.facebook.com/DinerLifeGame. They say Diner Life has enjoyed substantial growth over the past few months. And Play Demand aims to continue adding new fun and engaging elements, many of which have been requested for years in polls. In addition, user interest has been maintained via the regular introduction of exciting and unique features, including fried dragon wings for Chinese New Year, anime-inspired hair for diner patrons, and even a mob of dancing zombies. Users are encouraged to play Diner Life to discover how to unlock these quirky features and then share them with friends. Yeah, I'm opening it right now.
You don't be opening it. I'm opening it.
Install. Yes. Done.
Bad Ginger.
I know, right?
You know what we'll be doing today, right?
Yes. But it'll be good. All right, so we got 3 minutes left. What are we going to do?
We're going to go because I need to go
play
drink.
Ginger. I didn't do it.
Bad Ginger.
I didn't do it.
Bad Ginger.
Music. How do I turn off the music?
You know what? I think I've played this before. I do believe I've played this before. It's asking me if I want to get a... No, I don't. Wait a minute. This is cute. Missing. Mrs. Meowington. Mr. Meowington. Last seen Friday the 13th. Joining the search. Oh, that is hilarious. Okay. Yeah, I think I've played this before. Yeah, I have. I've played this before. I was not that impressed with this. So I love that they tried to step right up, but it was really boring. I forgot I played it. So good luck,
well,
Ginger.
I'm just trying to hurry through this tutorial so I can turn off. Oh, hey, it's unlit. Can I do it? give me the settings.
I'm going to play me some Pub Life and Trash Tycoon. How about that?
Mm-hmm. You need to get into Pub Life, girl. You better send me some stuff.
I was playing for a while, but I got bored. You know,
I'm level 18 over there.
Why am I not surprised? Okay, so we're going to go. We're going to go. If you guys feel like playing with us, of course, on Facebook, you can always invite us. You know, Corey, you find us, you invite us. I'll join your game, but you may not see me on to get stuff from you. And then one day you'll get like 15 million things from me. And you'll be like, oh, my God. All right, so we will see you guys later tonight, I believe. Possibly, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe on, possibly. We don't really know. So have a fantastical day. Try to stay dry if you're in Houston because, yeah, it's raining. That's why I'm kind of sleepy. Gwen, can you help us out, please?
Come on, Gwen. Let's do it. have to say, people, if you're not a fan of music, you gotta get through this stupid tutorial.
Not, she doesn't mean Gwen. She didn't mean you, Gwen.
Gaming Nature stuck on.
Jen.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!